And so it is, dear friends, that we return to this sacred and blessed energy on this day. So strong and so intense of an energy that we have here. It is something literally you can take here from this room with you. You can take it and bring it forth at any time that you choose. You can bring it forth when there is doubt, when you wonder about what is going on. Simply return to the energy of here and now. Now, dear friends, so many of you ask, how is it that you can communicate with those of us on this side? How, you ask, can we communicate with ourselves and our own divinity? You say that you have not been able to tap into it yet, that it seems so far away and so distant, and you are not so sure. We say to you that the energy of your divinity, and therefore the knowingness and the love of all that is right at your fingertips. It is already in your heart. It is a part of your mind already. It is so close. It is so close that you are overlooking it. You are looking on the other side of that wall, thinking it will be delivered by someone else from somewhere else. It is so close you do not realize that you are already channeling. You are already talking to beings on our side of the veil. You are already in your divinity. But because you are looking so far away for the answers, you have not come to the realization that it is already here. You are, in a sense, walking in the illusion that it is out somewhere else, and you have not faced the reality that it is here within you. Do you want to channel I, Tobias, or any other entity, Metatron, Yeshua, or any of those who have showed up? Go closer within. Feel the energies first. Do not worry about the specific words. For those of you who already experience this thing called channeling, which is a funny word. It's just talking to us. It is not a big deal. Dear ones, for those of you who choose to do this, understand that it is so close within. Do not worry about the literal words that come through. Feel the energy, and in that energy is the knowingness. Dear ones, for your own divinity, you are searching for something that you think looks and sounds and feels different than you. You are looking for yet another mirror. And it is not so. It will not look or feel or smell different than you do. It will be so much a part of you, but it may be a bit difficult to recognize at first. That it is you, that it is that divine self that is there. And even when you come to the realization that you are walking in the divine moment right now, that it is here, and that you are spirit in expression, so many of you will want to deny that. You will continue to try to look somewhere else. What happens then is that this awakening divinity, when it is ignored, when it is looked out past, when you do not acknowledge it, it says, in a way, it says to you, you say to you, perhaps I will just go back to my sleep for a while to let you finish your game. That is why Metatron today said, are you ready to show your spirit, to let it burst forth, to know that it is you? Not look for a foreigner. Do not look for a grand angel. Do not look for some higher, distant self. Simply walk each moment in your divinity, knowing that it is there, knowing that it is so much a part of you already that perhaps you do not recognize it. Now, in the energy that was delivered on this day, there are many questions that have come up. Questions about what predictions we make, what predictions, what things that Metatron sees. And dear ones, as you know, it is all potentials of what is going to happen. All potentials. What happens is based on your consciousness of the now. Consciousness of the now. We will not make predictions of great wars, for that would not be appropriate. But we do not know, even from our side of the veil. We can only see the potential, the rising energies, that these things are possible now. Indeed, we see the potential as you see the potential, that there are small groups out there who hold an intense energy of duality, what you would call the darkness aspect, who they feel they have nothing to lose and everything to gain by letting the darkness burst forth at this time. There is the potential for those who possess weapons of mass destruction to come forth at this time, but it is only potential. There is the potential here for great changes of the earth that you would call destructions, because something needs to be released. Something needs to let go. But we will not make a prediction of an earthquake on a specific date or a tidal wave at a specific time. We can only say there are potentials. From a disease standpoint, we will not make a prediction that a certain disease will sweep across a land. It is a potential that exists right now in this delicate balance of duality, of the new energy, but it is only a potential. Do not, dear friends, get swept away by the drama of the time that you are in. Do not, dear friends, get swept away by the sadness that may come if certain potentials are brought into the now. There will be a tendency for your own duality within to feel a deep sadness and to feel that you must rush out back into the throes of duality to save others, to save mankind. Perhaps you will feel it is necessary to jump back in that, to allow the sadness to sweep you away. But dear ones, remember what we have spoken of today, the appropriateness of these changes or the potential changes. Remember the path that you have been on, coming to know who you truly are, coming to free yourself. Understand that this is what the others are doing in their lives also. Understand also at the core of all things is that the solution, the divine solution for your own life, has already been created by you. We are not talking philosophically here. We are talking specific. We are talking now reality here. That is the fruit of the rose. The solution that has already been created by you in your divine state for you in the moment and in the now. Understand that it already sits there. It is ready for you to absorb, to receive, to take within you and to own. We know so many were confused by this fruit of the rose, but it is the divine solution you have given yourself. It's always been there. It is simply waiting for you to receive it. Challenging times, they are ahead. Difficult times, only if you allow them to be. Sacred times for Earth and for all of the universe. As we said before, so goes the consciousness of Earth, also goes the consciousness of the universe. Consciousness, that beautiful energy that is the meld of the wisdom from the past, the potential of the future, focused and brought into the reality of now. You will see many things, many, many things, changes all around you. Remember your own consciousness, what it is. Own that consciousness. Stand behind the short wall and you will see how and why things are truly happening at this time on your earth. Now, with that, we would be delighted to take your questions, but we challenge each of you also to feel the answer within your own being to each one of the questions that is asked. Every question that is here, in a sense, is all of your questions. It is the question each one of you has. Feel, absorb, and receive the fruit of the rose and know the answer. The answer that lies so close within you, not in some far-off reaches held by some other entity. The answer is already within. And with that, we would be delighted to give our interpretation.
Tobias, many of us have been riding a very low wave these past few weeks. Can you please shed some light on the subject? Thanks.
Indeed. Indeed. And you will feel these more intensely. Understand that, as we said before, you are very sensitive. You are opening up right now. You are feeling a sadness that Metatron spoke of before, a sadness brought in by the winds, both the literal and the figures of winds, that is upon the face of Earth right now. You are feeling others suffering and pain. You are taking it as your own in so many cases. This unknown sadness, who are feeling the burdens of others. Understand what it is and honor it, but understand, dear ones, that it is not necessarily coming from you. You are also riding many cycles within yourself, ups and downs. They are becoming more intense and more frequent. It is the energies of duality, seemingly going out of phase, because in a sense that is literally what they are doing. Light and dark were always phased appropriately. Now they are going out of phase. You will feel these dips. You will feel the peaks also. They are going out of phase to realign themselves, to do this marriage that we spoke of earlier. And in doing so, creating a new energy. First, go within to know if the sadness of the low is coming from you or from the outside. If it is coming from you, understand, as part of the process, understand that the lows are helping to build a momentum to move through this energetic phase shift. Move you into the new energy. New energy. We will speak much of that in the next several gatherings we have together. but literally creating new energy. Literally creating new energy. That is part of the cycles. They will be intense, these cycles, for a period of time. Do not try to get out of them or ignore them. Try to have wisdom about them. Try to have wisdom of what is going on. Dear friends, and these same cycles that you are going through, the same changes in duality that is going on within, you will see it expressed on the outside also, as humanity also goes through these shifts. You will see it expressed in very strong ways here. And we thank you for this question.
Tobias, am I where I should be spiritually and physically?
It would be most appropriate to say you are where you are at. And therefore, it would be appropriate. The humans wonder if they are doing the right thing, if they had made the right decisions and choices in their life, like we would know. It is only a choice. It is only a decision. There is no right or wrong about it. That is duality. So many of you are locked in this. That is why Metatron today spoke of showing yourself and expressing yourself. But there is a fear because you are afraid perhaps it is not right. There is no right and no wrong. There simply is. There is no place you should be or shouldn't be. You simply are. It is in the moment of now. In the moment of now. There is not a prescribed course or pattern. God did not put you on earth and say, you must find the hidden treasure. That would be ridiculous. You are here as part of a journey of new consciousness, a journey of expanding spirit. In that expansion, there is no right or wrong. In the journey of earth, the one who is in the gutter, the one who is destitute and sick in the body and feeble in the mind, is highly honored on our side of the veil. This one has not made wrong decisions. This one has made deep decisions. This one has not feared to go to the depths of the darkness to find out what it's like down there. This one is so honored from our standpoint, you could almost say, but not quite, that we applaud this one even louder than we applaud the ones who sit timidly at home, sheltered behind their walls and their doors, afraid to move or make decisions. The one who lays in the gutter has been bold, has wanted to explore the depths of pain and suffering. And they are entitled to do this. And in their doing this even creates a new and expanded consciousness and a new appreciation of this new love for all. Now, I would say, for this one who is also in the gutter, sometimes they become trapped and think this is now the reality and that is all they can do. And they do not see how they can get out. They are deep down exploring in this energy. And sometimes they become lost. Indeed, sometimes spirit and you get lost. What happens is that one day, while they were laying in the gutter, miserable and cold and hungry and angry, a human, a people, comes up to them and stands before them and does nothing more than smile, ask them how they were doing. And what goes beyond the words and the physical appearance is a glow. Is a glow of divinity and a glow of hope. And the one that has become lost in their journey sees that it is possible to get out. For what they are beholding in front of them is a grand and divine angel who wears the name of Shamba, who has been on the long journey and who has discovered themselves. And the one who you would call Bum laying in the gutter beholds this and knows that he or she can find this within himself also. But you see, when Metatron spoke of showing who you are, it is not a lot of loud words or philosophies. Sometimes it is simply showing, allowing your illumination to come forth. We thank you for this question, and Kaldra tells us we get very long-winded at times.
Tobias, is there anything specific I could do to be better at owning my divinity that I am not now doing?
It is to, as we said, understand that it is already there. There is no rules or regimens or disciplines. These things that we have talked to you of, the old ceremonies, the old rules, the old disciplines on yourself, these actually distract from your coming to understand your divinity. Your divinity unfolds, blossoms naturally. It is doing that now. You are in the height of that happening, of it coming out. But as we said, sometimes all of you look so far into the distant. You think your divinity comes riding up over the hill with a setting sun on a white horse to sweep you away. And as long as you continue looking out under that ridge, dear ones, your own divinity that is blossoming at your feet cannot truly enter into the nowness of your life. Your own divinity that is not expressed, that is not allowed to freely grow in the now, it will, without your nurturing, without you nurturing yourself, will start to fade, start to wilt, and will go back to that place where it has been for so very long in hiding, and will wait till the next day or the next lifetime when you are ready to acknowledge that you are God also.
Tobias, I just started working with the Creator Series lessons about 6 weeks ago. Although I've read all the following channels, including the Ascension Series lessons, I very much want to be current and up to speed, both with the content of the lessons and, of course, the energy of Shambra, which in a way, of course, I am. If I work with the lessons at the same rate in which they were given, taking a month for each lesson, I'll always be 18 months or so behind. How can I work with your material and be up to speed? I'm sure this is a question that many people are experiencing and will experience.
Dear ones, when these lessons and discussions are given here, they are done so on a monthly basis for, how to say, there is an underlying appropriateness for the groups that we are talking to at the time to have these spaced as such. We will explain that in a moment. For those who are now being drawn by this energy and coming in, there is not a particular order that these need to be read in, although Kaldra interrupts us and says that it would be better to read them in order so not to become confused because of the language that we build upon. But we say these do not need to be read in order at this time. And also, There does not have to be a monthly sequence. It would be most appropriate to read and absorb three at a time, for we deliver these up to now in quads. There are three lessons that are tied together before we move on to the next three. So it would be a good idea to, not to say, focus on three at a time. It would also be a good idea to make sure you go within to know you understand, have an energetic understanding before you move to the next. It is also, dear ones, these lessons are delivered in this group, in the now, in spacings of approximately 30 days. And this is done primarily so that in the future, when those of you who are so bold enough to be the teachers and sit with others, and you use these materials as a foundation for what you are teaching, not necessarily the specific words, but the energy and the concepts behind them, you will find when you are working with humans who are awakening that there is an appropriateness to this spacing. If you try to take them through too many lessons at one time, it would be difficult. Now, back to the specific question for the one who asked. The one who is asked, do not need to space these out at 30-day intervals, but again, we would recommend reading at least three at a time over the same time period. This would tend to keep a better balance within you.
Tobias, you've instructed us that now is the time to do what we came here to do, and we would have a knowing of this. I have searched all of me and found others feeling as adrift as myself. Can you give me some guidance as to finding that knowing while we wait for our students to appear? Thank you.
How do the humans say, the student will appear when the master is ready? Now, so many of you are still looking in the distant, in the future, over the hill for this knowingness. It is already there for the one who asked this question in specific, but for all of you, it is already there, but you are looking past it. You are expecting it to come in some grand form, but it is already there. It is so close within you. You are expecting something to be written on the wall. You are expecting a grand sign or revelation from Spirit. We know. We see it in you. It is already there. Now, if you ask us what it is, we cannot reveal it to you. You must reveal it to yourself. But there is one clue in this, a clue that we have been speaking of since the beginning of our discussions. Shambhra are teachers. Teachers in many different ways. Teachers in their own right. All having different ways of teaching the material. But look at this clue, then look within yourself. You will come to understand.
Bear with me on this. Dear Tobias, is it not the habit of the intellectual mind to focus always on old forms and patterns that actually obscures the knowing and experiencing of the already existing divinity? The shift of focus away from these illusions of form would in effect take the foot off the brake, correct? Analyzing what is already in synthesis creates separation. Please elaborate.
Indeed, it is natural to go back to experiences of the past. But this, this is not so bad in itself. It depends how much you hang on to it. As we said, the past created wisdom. It is the wisdom to bring forth into the now. Now, with that said, we find so many humans getting locked into the analytical. In a sense, you are not integrating the other energies, the energies of what you would call the heart and the compassion and the knowingness that are already there. You tend to focus in the mind only, try to figure things out rather than knowing them out or feeling them out. Simply integrate your entire being in the process with this. Yes, indeed, many things become locked in the brain as you analyze and you go over and over again. But we do not want you either to cut out the brain. There is a certain modern concept, modern philosophy that the brain is the root of the evil, that the ego is bad. Dear ones, it is all part of the process. The mind is part of the overall process. Right now, so many of you are finding the knowingness tends to come in as a feeling and then to eventually be processed by the mind so that it can be acted out in your human reality. The mind is valuable. The mind is very valuable in this. With the acknowledgement that you understand the past is simply experience from which wisdom is derived, you will find your own mind trying to, allowing you to release so that you can move forward. Your mind is trying to perform a function that has been directed to do, but now you can redirect it. You can let it know that what you are truly wanting to bring into the now is the wisdom rather than the analysis. And we thank you for this question. Very heavy indeed.
Tobias, thank you for all you do. You have really helped me on my journey. Is there anything you want me to know?
That you are God and that you are dearly loved. And that, as we said earlier, there are no right or wrong answers. There only is. There is only expression. We want you to know that there is family all around, all of the time. But even in that, you are the one that holds the power of your own divinity. You are the one that has magnificent potential in the new energy. And you are the one, dear one, that we come to at night. We know you have wondered what this is, who this is, but we come to you at night simply to be with you and to sit with you. You do not need to make it so complex.
Tobias, can you comment on the nature of relationships in this time of change and transition from old energy to the new energy? I will offer an example of what I mean. I've encountered an old relationship in the present which presents problems for me. The person who initiated a relationship with me has made, since the last time I saw him, the choice to become a Catholic priest. He tells me he would like to expand the definition of priest within the context of changing times, while at the same time following the traditional relational codes of priests. He is moving towards the new and taking steps backwards as we rediscover and affirm our kinship of heart and spirit. The dualism confuses me and puts stress on our friendship. It also makes me wonder why people who are moving towards the new energy like me can get caught in old forms while trying to reshape them toward the new. Any comments from your side of the veil would be welcome.
We thank you for this and for bringing up this energy of relationships. Most challenging right now in this new energy, as you know. And indeed, because you are in the new energy does not mean that all things around you are in it. We spoke of this quite a while ago, of the two earths, that you will be in one state of consciousness and awareness, and you will understand that the other state of consciousness is all around you, but perhaps they will not understand you. This is a time in relationships in particular when duality seems to come forth in the strongest and sometimes the most peculiar ways. This is the time when there will be a tendency for many to go back, or what appears to go back, because in a sense many are trying to resolve or heal something from the past. They realize that in order to move forward, part of them must go back to heal something from before. And this is appropriate for them. This is something that should be honored. What you are feeling right now is yourself getting drawn into their energy, into their own conflict and new understanding of duality. With this individual in particular, there is a long past, besides just this lifetime. There is a long past, and in a sense, they have, how to say, led you in the past. You have followed this one in so many ways, and now you are confused about what you were following, and in a sense, they are helping you to say, do not follow me anymore. Do not follow me. Follow yourself. And in following yourself, and me following myself, we can release the old bonds of the past, and we can come back together in a relationship that is newer than new. A new type of relationship, not based on old, what you would call karma, and old contracts with each other. In other words, how to say, this person is trying to shade you. Is trying to get you to follow your own divinity rather than themselves. There is also, how to say, those who are moving into the new energy that do want to affect the old institutions. And we are seeing this more and more as you become balanced in your own divinity to want to go back and shake up the old ways. And we do not make any judgment of this. It is just an interesting observation. Thank you for this question.
Last question. Please tell us some more about dream analysis. Love us.
Dreams are an area we will be speaking more of, but we are delighted to have this question now. Dreams are a very interesting phenomena. As we said, it was not known by any that when humans went to Earth and they took on physical bodies, that they would have dreams at night. Now, there is tremendous understanding of dreams that has not been tapped yet. We are going to be encouraging Chambra and specific groups within Chambra to begin working on these dreams. The ocean, your oceans on Earth, vastly undiscovered. Your universe and the stars all around you, nearly totally undiscovered by humans at this point. Dreams, the most undiscovered territory of all. Even what you remember when you were coming out of a dream is only a small portion of what is truly taking place. In the new energy, there will be much more interest and much more understanding of dreams. Your scientific type and your researchers and your psychologists have been frustrated because they have tried to place dreams in a box and give them these symbols and give them definitive meanings, but they have not looked at where the real understanding of dreams are. There is much more we will speak of this in our future discussions, but for all of you, as you noticed, you are having different types of dreams right now, different types of experiences in those dreams. These are all part of the process you are going through right now. And in particular, if you want to look for an energy behind these dreams, it all has to do with releasing duality. When you want to interpret your own dream now, your own dream, look to it from the eye of what you are going through in the releasing of duality. Use that is your key understanding, then you will begin to put all the parts and pieces together. Dear friends, there's been a wonderful energy today. It was a delight for Metatron to come in and speak directly with Shamba and to bring his energy into all of you. Now, some of you may experience an unusual tiredness within your being or an unusual surge of energy. That is all the elements of duality. Some of you may feel, burned out for a bit of time after this, or a fogginess around you for several days. All of this is appropriate, but as these energies of your own divinity and those of us on this side come in closer and closer, it is like getting in shape for these experiences. You will be able to handle them better and better each time. They will not have so much effect on your physical being. There is much that has been given today from an energy standpoint. We know you will also want to, go back and read these words for deeper understanding. You will want to see if there is some secret coding within these words. In a sense, yes, there is. But that coding is not in the words that are on a piece of paper. The coding is in the energy that was weaved in through them throughout this day. That is your homework, to go figure this out and what it was really telling you from the inside. We will return next month and resume with our next lesson. And so it is.